This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The medals are with the athletes who are now headed home in a spectacular closing ceremony yesterday. The 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics came to a close. The Russian government is congratulating itself on shining in the international spotlight. These Winter Olympics did cost a stunning $51 billion. Joining us from London is my longtime Marketplace colleague, Stephen Beard. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
What do you think? Did the Russian president get his money's worth?
For staging a sporting event, I suppose possibly. I mean, after all, the International Olympics Committee called it an excellent Games. But as a showcase for Russia, as a PR event, it was, of course, totally overshadowed by the turmoil in Ukraine. And the Sochi Games, as you say, were phenomenally expensive, and there was a great deal of waste and corruption. An opposition report in Russia said about $30 billion went missing. Whichever way you look at it, not great value for money for the people of Russia.
But money did pour into this region along the Black Sea that must have some economic benefit.
Yes, undoubtedly. And the plan is to turn Sochi into a year-round sporting, tourist and business conference destination. It's a very mixed picture when it comes to the Olympics and economic legacies. For example, much of the Olympics infrastructure in Athens is today crumbling and decrepit, largely because of the parlous state of the Greek economy. While the Olympic Park in London, it does look as if that may well pay dividends, thanks largely to the booming real estate market in London.
What's your feeling about future Winter Olympic Games? Has this ushered in some new era of big spending to prepare for those?
Spending may have peaked with the Sochi Games. Planned Winter Olympic bids by Germany, Switzerland and Sweden have all been pulled because of public concern about cost. But as well as being a great fun sporting event, hosting the Olympics, of course, is the ultimate political vanity project. So who knows? We could well see Olympic costs scaling even greater heights in the future.
Stephen Beard in London, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.